Hey, it's Ian Furness for Aurora LASIK and Dr. J. Rudd. For about 15 years, I have had to use reading glasses for everything. Reading text, looking at my phone, script writing, whatever it was, I had to use reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange at Aurora LASIK with Dr. J. Rudd. It's life-changing. I wish I would have done this years ago. You can check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd and his staff are sensational. No more readers. Get your consultation scheduled today. That's auroralasik.com.
2 o'clock hour. Excited about this, man. I'm really excited about this. We've been waiting for what? Two things that we've been waiting for here in Seattle with the Seattle Kraken. And, of course, Sports Radio 950 KJR is
your home for the Kraken.
That's right. The official flagship radio station of the Kraken right here on KJR. We've been waiting for a coach. We'll still wait. We talked about that with Ryan Clark earlier as more guys become available. But who would be the first player signed? We found out today. His name is Luke Hedman, left-shooting centerman, playing right now in the Quebec Junior Major Hockey League, part of the CHL. And he joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Luke, first of all, let me just say congratulations. Huge honor, I'm sure. Quick thought from you on what this means. And I'm going to go bigger picture in a second in terms of getting signed, but what it means to you personally to be the first player signed by this new organization.
Yeah, thanks guys for having me on. It's a huge honor. It hasn't really sunk in yet. I think I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as I can. I'm here with my teammates, my coaches, so it's pretty special. But like I said, I don't think it's really hasn't really sunk in yet, but when it does, yeah, I know it's going to be a huge honor. This is definitely one of the best days of my life, and I couldn't be happier and I couldn't be more excited.
I tried to explain to Kevin earlier a little bit in terms of the age groupings and our fans. We have a lot of junior hockey fans out here. There's two WHL teams in our area, the Seattle Thunderbirds, who were the WHL champions a couple years ago, and the Everett Silvertips, who've won a couple as well, are both in our area, both within 20 miles of the practice rink in the building here in Seattle. So there's a lot of fans that understand junior hockey, but there's others that are still learning it. I'm going to get back to that in a second, but you were drafted your draft year. You were the third pick in the fourth round, drafted by Carolina. I believe that was Ron Francis's last draft with Carolina and his scouting group. You didn't sign, though, and I know that's always a little bit of pressure on a young man. When you get drafted, then you wait to try to get signed. Not everybody gets signed. So was that a low, and is this a high? Kind of take me through the emotions, because a lot of times when you do get drafted, you don't get signed. It's kind of like, oh, man, what do I do next? And then all of a sudden, boom, the guys that liked you back then still wanted to come back and get you in part of the organization.
Yeah, no, it was definitely disappointing not signing with Carolina, but at the end of the day, in life, you go through a little bit of adversity and, there's ups and downs and, I kept my head down. I kept working as hard as I could and I pushed every day and I got better every day. And I think I came into camp this year with the right attitude, had a good year and, I was rewarded, but, I'm just extremely happy and, this is just the start now. Now the real work starts, so I'm looking forward to it.
Is your biggest challenge the challenge that's the opposite of all of us, and that's putting weight on? Most of us have the other challenge in life, but it seems like for you it's just getting weight put on.
Yeah, that's definitely my biggest challenge, and it's something I've been working on for a long time, and it's something that's progressing along nicely. And I think once I get a little stronger and a little bigger and put on some weight, I think, I hope things are going to work out. So,
well, I mean, I think that's, and trust me, a lot of us were skinny back then, then things happen.
Yeah. Exactly. No, it's tough to put on weight. I can't lie, but I'm doing everything I can.
Luke Hedman joining us. He's the first player signed by the Seattle Kraken. Who's the best hockey player in your family? Because I believe there's you and three siblings, including a couple sisters. Who's the best player?
Yeah, no, actually, all three of my siblings are hockey players. They'd probably say they're the best, and they work hard. So my older sister had a great university hockey career in the AUS, my younger brother and younger sister love the game as well. So we're a pretty passionate hockey family, and this is a big day for my whole family.
How competitive are you? Because I know you grew up in Nova Scotia. I'm assuming that probably, whether it's street hockey, front, backyard, driveway, what have you, I assume it's fairly competitive when all of you get out there?
Yeah, no, it's really competitive. My dad always made a backyard rink, and you know, there's definitely been some tears and some early morning games before school, and but you know, that's the best part about it, I think. And then you know, you have these moments that you get to spend with your family and your loved ones, and it's priceless. So,
Kevin, my producer, you got something for
now, him? Luke? We're learning a lot about hockey out here in Seattle, but yeah. When you have a backyard rink, are there a lot of dropped gloves and kind of learning to love each other through some fights, or is that not really part of the backyard?
Or did your sisters make you cry? You said there were tears. Like you weren't. Your sisters didn't make you cry, did they, Luke?
Well, no, but you know, I'm not a very good loser, so sometimes I'm just kidding. But no, the backyard rink. It's backyard rink. It's all about skill. It's all about showing what you can do with the puck. And you know, if the gloves are dropped, then the gloves are dropped. There's nothing you can do about it. But you know, it's pretty cool.
It's Luke Hemman joining us, first player signed by the Seattle Kraken, joining us today. Just a monumental day for the Kraken franchise. They take a huge step forward. Luke, I'm wondering, as far as you're concerned, I look at you as a, you know, just the stats. How would you describe yourself? To me, it looks like a playmaking center who has great leadership. How would you describe Luke Hemman?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way to describe me. I'm very passionate about the game. I always come to the rink with a smile on my face, wanting to get better, and I think that's my number one skill, my passion. And but yeah, no, on the ice, definitely a playmaker. You know, a smart, you know, crafty player. You know, I've been trying to work on my shooting release to put the puck in the net a little bit more, and I think that's coming along nicely. So yeah, I think for me, I think my number one skill is my passion.
You're a 2-time captain for your team, is that right?
Yeah, for the last 2 years, yeah.
Okay, I mean, I've been around junior hockey for a long time. I worked for a couple teams in the dub. I can't remember seeing that all that often. That's to me, that's the biggest testament to who you are as a person and your character. Where did that come from? I mean, because obviously you take that role and that leadership and that responsibility to lead both by example and also in the room. You take that seriously. Where'd you get that from? Mom, Dad, where'd that come from?
Yeah, I think both my parents just raised me the right way. I think, you know, the most important thing I was taught when I was growing up is, hockey-wise, is to compete hard every night and be a good teammate and have fun and do your best. So that's kind of what I focused on my whole hockey career. And, you know, I think my parents did a great job raising me and teaching me, obviously, from right and wrong and about responsibility and stuff like that. So. And I think, you know, all the minor hockey organizations that I grew up in, you know, nothing but good things to say about them. And, you know, they helped me shape into the person that I am today.
I mean, what was it like when you told your mom and dad, who obviously you're very close with, and even your siblings? Can you we went through this with the NFL draft just a couple weeks ago when people were, you know, they're talking about, oh, I found out I got the call from a GM in the NFL and he said, I'm drafted. And, you know, in the NFL, you're drafted, you're going to get signed. It's just the way it works. In hockey, it's different because getting signed is probably more important than even getting drafted at times. So when Ron Francis talked to your folks and your agent and everything else and it finally got done, walk us through that conversation you had with your family about being not just a signed NHL player, but being a signed player by an organization and being that first one.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a cool moment and something that I'll never forget. I just got back from game one of the playoffs. I was back in my room laying down and I knew there had been a little bit of chatter in the previous days. And I had spoken to Ron earlier that week. And then my agent kind of texted me. He said, call me ASAP. So I gave him a call and he kind of asked, he's like, would you like to be the first player to sign with the Seattle Kraken? And immediately, you know, just a rush of emotion goes through. And, you know, we had a nice moment there. And then, you know, when I hung up, I immediately FaceTimed my parents. And my dad is a pilot. He actually just got back home from work. So it was nice. They were both together in the living room. And, you know, we had a really, really special moment on FaceTime there. And like I said, it's something that I'll never forget.
I would imagine that's when the tears happened.
Yeah, no, my mom was crying a bit. I was choking up a bit. Even today, it's crazy. It hasn't really hit me yet, and I'm just super excited.
I Ron Francis is a Hall of Famer, but he was also a multiple time captain and a leader for a couple different organizations. What does he talk to you about in terms of leadership and how important that is and character as far as what he's looking for in a player?
Yeah, I think, you know, most importantly, not just being a good player on the ice, but also being a good person off the ice. I think that's big for him. And, I think I was lucky enough to be chosen as the first player to sign with Seattle. And I think, you know, he said in an interview today that played a part in it was my character and just the kind of way that I act off the ice and the person that I am. So that's a huge compliment coming from a guy like Ron. And, I'm just lost for words really on a day like today. It's just super special.
Well, I think that's readily apparent. Bilingual, I assume. If you're a captain in the Quebec League, you're probably bilingual.
Not quite. I can speak French pretty good, but sometimes these Quebec people talk pretty fast and it gets hard to understand. But I took French immersion when I was younger, so I'm good with ordering food and on a menu I can read stuff and I have no problem going through the Tim Hortons drive-through and getting a coffee or anything.
Oh, okay, stop right there.
Oh, now we go.
Now you're speaking my language, sir. Here we go. I need you to. You're going through the drive-through right now. I need you to in French to order. I want a double-double with a box of Timbits and two jelly-filled donuts. Can you order that for me in French?
All right. Let's see here. Salut, je vais prendre un moyen café avec deux crèmes de sucre avec une boîte de Timbits et deux beignes de framboise.
Yeah, I'm in. Okay, perfect. When you come down,
done.
I expect that order to be here when you get here, all right?
My teammates will be pretty proud of me for being able to order that well there. So.
Oh, well, listen, hey, Luke, congratulations. It just sounds like the Kraken made a heck of a choice in terms of hockey and character. Great on the face-off circle, I see, as well, which is a big, big thing in today's NHL and pro hockey.
Absolutely.
and a playmaker and a guy that is going to be, I hope, making a big impact here in Seattle. We're excited for you. We're excited for your family and excited for the organization. Best of luck. Your series is tied right now. Is that right?
No, we're down 2-1, so it's the best 3-5. So do or die game tomorrow. So we've got to make sure we get that win tomorrow for us at Game 5.
Well, go get a win and elongate that season. You're lucky you're playing because you know your friends in the Ontario
Absolutely.
League didn't even play a season, and the guys out here in the Dub, they played regular season, no playoffs. So enjoy that, and we'll see you in Seattle in a few months, all right?
Yeah, no, I remember that every day. Be grateful that we're able to play. And, guys, I really appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to getting down to the city.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for Aurora LASIK and Dr. J. Rudd. For about 15 years, I have had to use reading glasses for everything, reading text, looking at my phone, script writing, whatever it was. I had to use reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange at Aurora LASIK with Dr. J. Rudd. It's life-changing. I wish I would have done this years ago. You can check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd and his staff are sensational. No more readers. Get your consultation scheduled today. That's auroralasik.com.